we are getting ready to do a live session today. Django, do you want to sort of give the backstory of how this particular, we're going to talk a lot about how the ongoing dedication to Big Star continues, and you've been a part of that for a while. But you want to talk about how this particular show got together and what was the driving force behind it for this Saturday?
There's been talk for a while about coming out here and doing it, but we were lucky enough to get some great sponsors who have really put it together. Trunkworthy is one of the main sponsors, and you'll hear more about them, but they're a company that helps bring things that should have reached more public acclaim to light. And so that's obviously something that dovetails nicely with playing Big Star's music, since we all feel that Big Star's music, you know, really deserved a lot more than it got. And it seems like, belatedly, it seems to actually be doing that. And then Wild Honey is the other group that's helped put this thing together, along with a great team of publicity and everything else you can imagine. But and so when those came together, I think that was when we decided we could finally bring it out to L.A. So we're excited to be here.
It's an amazing gathering of musicians, many of which are here today, and we will talk about the personal influence, and we were talking, you and I were talking earlier, of how so many musicians today, the influence, the legacy, and I'd have to say that things like this, the ongoing evangelizing,
exactly,
that you guys are doing,
the
about
revival,
it really starts to extend and create a larger influence on a latter day indie pop sensibility. It really is.
Yeah,
active.
It does, and you know, it's funny that you use that metaphor, because the kind of revival meeting, spiritual music is such a big part of Southern music, and Big Star, for all their Anglophile influences, you know, at root they're a Southern band in every way, in the ways that, you know, that the blues and rock and roll and country and all these things kind of mixed in that part of the South, especially. And so a lot of the bands, some of the bands like the Replacements up in Minneapolis, heard something that they could relate to in it, obviously. But a lot of the bands like REM and DBs who heard Big Star recognized not just a great power pop band, but a band from the South that was doing something that, you know, maybe wasn't something that people were associating with the South yet. So that's for us here in the studio here. We have Brett Harrison, Skylar Goodass, and myself, and Susanna Hoffs. And so three quarters of us are from the South, and you know, that. And the fact that we were able to kind of share this, and then obviously it extends so much further. Like Susanna has, you know, been a big part of bringing Big Star to other, you know, to new listeners as well. So it's been a really great kind of revival tour.
It's interesting too to note that when Big Star did emerge from the South and in the South at the Arden Studios, their idea of Anglophile pop, if you will, that wasn't the order of the day in Southern music.
Right.
As I recall, it was pretty much Macon and,
right,
you know, that Southern rock thing.
Right. But, you know, the thing is, of course, all the Anglo rock that we're talking about, the Kinks, the Stones, the Beatles, and, you know, all of these bands, the Yardbirds, they were all reflecting Southern American music.
Yeah.
And so then this was just Big Star kind of sending it back at them. You know, it's almost like kind of a game of musical influence telephone.
Ironically.
Actually, it's better than what happens in telephone.
Ironically, Big Star needed to go to England to first get recognition to come back to the States. It's a goofy way we sometimes get great music across. But the good news is, in this case, we are, and you are going to give us a taste. This is going to be a taste. Now, I understand that from Susanna, who is, by the way, our only four-time studio visitor.
Oh my God!
Yeah, she
That's
stands
incredible.
Unique. She stands unique as four times.
I'm just honored that you keep asking me to come back.
You know,
but it's always a pleasure. So thank you.
You're a fan and a friend, so we always want to have you back. And especially when we have as Carrie, the publicity person behind this, told me, as soon as I heard the idea, I said, yes, when. And yes is now. So why don't you guys play something and give everyone a sense of what's going to come Saturday night?
Yes.
We'd love to.
So, just want to make sure my mic's working.
Did you want to say anything about your history with this tune?
Oh, wow. Well, my history with Big Star goes back to, actually, Amy Mann reminded me that I turned her on to Big Star. She remembered a time we were driving down PCH, and I said, you got to hear this band. But I think it was David Roback, who was my first musical partner back when I was in college in UC Berkeley in the 70s, who turned me on to Big Star. And then the Bangles recorded September Girls for our Different Light record. That came out in like 1986, so.
There you go.
Go back to the 80s.
Bringing it back around.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we are being entertained today by an ensemble of musicians that are going to take part in a benefit concert this Saturday night at the Wilshire Bell Theater. Now, it's going to be a benefit for the Autism Think Tank. So, A, we have a good cause. There's going to be a great cause behind this. But, B, we've got a band whose legacy continues to grow, and it continues to take even more influence. If we go back to the beginning, you have Alex Chilton, who's really disenfranchised with the box he was put in, so to speak.
No
pun.
The box tops.
Box.
It didn't take you guys very long to pick up on that one. Chris Bell had, from what I understand, rather grand, if not grandiose, ideas of what the band would become. And then Andy Hummel, and of course now the only surviving member, sadly, Jody Stevens, decided they were going to make these records, and they had great expectations because they were critics' darlings.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everyone who heard the record amongst the critics, you know, the first record was like, this is going to be bigger than the Beatles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it didn't happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just one of those vagaries of the music business where it's just the luck of the draw, honestly, probably. And, you know, I'm sure some other factors came in, which Jody and maybe Chris Stamey could speak to, but yeah, it's just it's a real shame. But the fact that the music has endured this long is makes it clear that it has nothing to do with what they were doing musically.
Right.
Now, maybe, you know, there some other aspects of the business weren't working out the way that they should have. But yeah, I mean, there's no question that it actually was a number one record. It should have been a number one record everywhere.
Well, and it's funny if you think of at least a loose parallel. In today's world, so much has changed. Back then, so much of the ability for a record like number one record to be heard, it was either going to be friend plays it for you in his basement, it gets on the radio, you know, stores, racket, and everything else. Yet that part of the machine, the music business machine, failed them for a lot of reasons.
Sure.
But here's an ironic question I'm thinking about now. If Big Star had come out today, in this era of the internet, it wouldn't have relied as much on the machine. Would they have suffered the same fate?
I don't think so. I think they would be huge. Mm. That's my personal take on it. I don't, and I'm nothing against what the music business was back then, you know. But when you come from things from an artist's point of view, I just think that their music is so emotional and so beautiful and so authentic. Mm-hmm. And I just always think that authenticity wins somehow,
Trump's
even if it's a weird story that it's taken. There's sort of a disconnect between when the record came out and all the people who just worship Big Star. I mean, just need Big Star. Mm-hmm. We need that music. We love it. It's just incredible music.
Yeah.
As Paul Westerberg said, I can't go far without
a little Big Star.
Yeah. Now, the idea too of the band, you know, over the course of the albums they created, there was a lot of experimentation going on record, in the studio, and in life, you know.
Right.
They certainly weren't, I hate to go back to that cliche, by now cliche, of they were thinking outside the box.
Right.
And the records evolved that way too.
Right.
And this show that you're going to be doing on Saturday night, a part of the show is going to be about Third, which introduced Jim Dickinson with strings, and there's going to be a full chamber orchestra type thing?
Yeah, led by Van Dyke Parks, which is just, you know, incredible.
Now, there's so many names associated with this. I didn't even know that little factoid. And you saw my reaction when I went, Van Dyke Parks.
That's how crazy this show is, that, you know, Van Dyke Parks can get lost in the shuffle. I mean, it's
I just
crazy.
Got goosebumps. I just got goosebumps. Yeah. I really did.
The genesis of this ongoing project was Chris Stamey, from the DBs and many other lives that he's lived, both known and unknown, put this together. You know, he was a good friend of Alex's, I mean, I think he could once again maybe tell you in more personal detail. But it came out after Alex passed away, and there's the South by Southwest concert. But even before then, he had really wanted to get the Big Star Third record performed, because it was such a touchstone for so many people in this as a studio record. But he really saw that if you brought some of these really bizarre accidents and experimentation and just these crazy mixes of sounds and with these beautiful songs and actually perform them live, people would go insane. And a lot of people have gone insane. It's, you know, and we have a rider actually outside of the venue. So
you have
to sign it.
Go insane listening to it, and go insane trying to figure out how to perform it.
Yeah,
too,
that's luckily that's Chris's problem, and he's holding it down pretty well. But so the Third was really the one that got most of us together in the first place. But then it's been such a pleasure to then, after really getting to know that record in this new intimate way, open up the first record, and you know, it's a whole another world of incredible songs that to hear live. So it's as exciting for us, maybe more than for an audience.
I don't know.
Well, that's, you know, we're not going to argue about it.
I just got goosebumps. So, you know, I got pretty excited. This sounds, and we reiterate, because behind it all, the love of a band and all of you musicians willing to dedicate yourself to, as I said earlier, evangelizing the grace of this band, that unto itself is very, very much worthy of applause, but it's also going to be a benefit for a good cause.
It is, for Autism Think Tank, which is just really wonderful and something that touches so many people's lives more and more. And we couldn't be happier that all the proceeds are going to go to that.
So. And as we learn more and more about autism, music seems to be something that connects.
Exactly. It is. It's something that goes beyond the the kind of the rational and touches people literally who can't be touched otherwise. So yeah, it's an incredible thing.
So what do you want to perform next? What have you guys? What do you want to take on? I shouldn't say perform.
Oh, after this record?
No,
oh.
Right now. I mean,
right now? Oh, well, I think we're going to take on "Take Care."
Okay.
It's a song off the third record.
It's live on 88.5 KCSN.
Take care not to hurt yourself. Beware of the need for help. You might need too much, and people are such. Take care, please, take care. Some people read idea books, and some people have pretty looks. But if your eyes are wide and all words aside, take care, please, take care. Take care, please, take care.
It's 88.5 KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles, and we are celebrating the music of Big Star in anticipation of a Saturday night show in which the music from Big Star 3rd and number 1 record are going to be recreated with full orchestration, as I've now learned, being conducted by none other than Van Dyke Parks. The musicians that are going to be in this lineup are pretty impressive. I know it's a traveling circus. Ken Stringfellow and John Auer have been part of the revival, if you will, of Big Star for many years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Of the Posies, R.E.M.'s Mike Mills, Let's Act's Mitch Easter. Again, now for me, you know, when I first started this thing, being in this business, these are all heroes of mine because I was into, and I said it to you earlier, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it with pride. I'm going to say it with defiance.
With plosion.
Power pop. Power pop. I am saying it with defiance, and I have been saying it for the years that I've been doing this. You know, power pop never was fully understood in its day, and this is a band that obviously it's just one part of what they came to represent, but they did represent it.
Absolutely.
And I guess a lot of the musicians that are involved have all, you know, with a dedication to that kind of melodic pop rock form, you've all had your varying experiences of the broader market understanding and appreciating to what it should be.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes.
Now, Susanna.
Yes.
We've talked before. The fact, and you've admitted this to me, you know that the Bangles were fortunate that you were able to gain commercial success when many of your peers, you know, and practitioners, they didn't break through. So you kind of saw up close what it's like to...
The road to being a power pop band, and especially those of us that came out of the garage.
Right.
You know, the garages of Southern California, and to me, the Bangles are still in the garage.
Right.
And maybe there was just a tiny bit of polish that got added, you know, when we were on Columbia Records, and David Kahn was very good at arranging, and he brought out the power popness of it all, but there's a lot of rough edges. And yes, we were very, very lucky that we got played on the radio. I mean, that was really sort of the thing that happened, and very unexpectedly.
It's ironic too to think about Big Star, and you know, I was one of the few. You know, I don't know how many of my peers there were. I didn't travel around and check as, you know, I wasn't as cognizant as I am now of what everybody in America is playing on the radio and, you know, in terms of competitive markets. We didn't have monitoring and all that stuff, but it's befuddling to me how a song, particularly like September Girls, could not have been a massive record.
Massive.
I was there in terms of radio, and I still don't get it. I sit there and go, what were they missing?
Yeah.
Well, but they missed out, and now we're gonna make sure that we don't make that mistake moving forward.
Exactly.
You guys are going to carry that torch, and you're going to give us another taste of what we're going to hear on Saturday night?
We are, and this is one that Skylar's going to sing, and it's another one that is just a stone-cold classic, and anyone who hears it as an introduction to Big Star, it just runs to the, now to Google rather than the local record store, but and really just has to hear more of it because it's a beautiful song. It's called 13.
I knew it. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Won't you let me walk you home from school? Won't you let me meet you at the pool? Maybe Friday I can get tickets for the dance, and I'll take you. Ooh. Won't you tell your dad, get off my back? Said about painted black. Rock and roll is here to stay. Come inside where it's okay, and I'll shake you. Ooh. Won't you tell me what you're thinking of? Would you be an outlaw for my love?
885 KCSN, and we are enjoying music from what will be a wonderful show on Saturday night. It is going to be in a celebration of the music of Big Star, with members of Big Star, R.E.M., the Bangles, Amy Mann, Semisonic, the DBs, Let's Active, Galaxy 500, Yolo Tango, many more. Boy, there's a lot. I'm looking at this. Pete Yorn. Yay. It's going to be a great... What's beautiful about this is that all of you have gathered together with a spirit. You know, there's a spirit here that you want to celebrate this music of Big Star, and you want to make sure that, A, it's given its respect now, and, B, that the personal affinity that you all have for it means something to you. You know, that it inspires you to get together and commit your time and figure out and learn. And these harmonies just gave me goosebumps, you know. So thanks. God bless you guys.
Thank you.
Now, what's good news, not that all this stuff we've been talking about so far isn't good news, but what I'm seeing in terms of, you were talking earlier about how once they hear it, if they're inspired, the great news is that Stax, which is now part of Concord Music Group, is going to reissue Big Star's number one record in Radio City in about a week.
Right.
So this is a well-timed show to you know, highlight that fact. Omnivore Recordings has been doing a great job. They did a soundtrack to the documentary Nothing Can Hurt Me. They put out Alex Chilton's Free Again, the 1970 sessions, and kudos to the Posies, Failure from the Posies, and they're going to put out Big Stars Live in Memphis soon on DVD and in music. So see, this work you're doing is now coming back to physical, digital, and real form.
Well, I think that unlike the original moment when Big Star kind of emerged, this is a moment where a lot of factors are converging in a way that, you know, a lot of us wish that it had originally. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's having Jody be a part of this is really, I mean, that he is the heart of this whole thing, of course, and is just the most generous, albeit regal, presence you'll ever meet. And I think that has really kept a lot of the purity of this series of performances for us, because we all have a massive amount of respect, not only for all of each other, but also in particular for Jody and with regard to this music. And we really just want to do something that's going to make him feel proud. And so that's, I mean, for me, that's, I don't know.
Justice served.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks.
You know, justice served, you know, getting the due. And he's been very, through the years, he's always had a degree of humility because he knew who he was in the room with. You know, when you're in the room with a Chris Bell and an Alex Chilton, you know, he figured that out.
Small room.
Yeah, he figured out how to navigate that, and that's no small feat. Well, why don't you take us out with one more before we say goodbye? And I want to remind everyone, this show is going to be Saturday night. Tickets are available. It is a benefit for the Autism Think Tank. It's at the Wilshire Bell Theater. Indicative today of just a part of the large ensemble that's going to be play, you hear the beauty of not only the songs but the performances of everyone gathered here. What would you like to take us out with? They're figuring out which song they want to do. I might have surprised them by throwing one more song.
Play another song off the number one record.
Yep.
Give Me Another Chance.
All right. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Thanks so much for having us. It's been a real pleasure talking
with you. You know what? I did get goosebumps, and I continue to get goosebumps, so thank you for caring so much about the music and for being the great, good-hearted musicians that you are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Brett Harris.
You feel sad 'cause I got mad, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Things I said things seem
885 KCSN. We want to thank all of our guests today and remind everyone that Saturday night, the Wilshire Bell Theater, you can celebrate the music of Big Star, as we've heard just a portion of today here on 885.